Sunny and 21 degrees for Shepparton. Good morning. Ryan Speed with the latest Goulburn Valley News. Former Indi MP Sophie Mirabella continuing to offend her name in Wangaratta Court today, suing the Vanilla Ensign for a defamatory article published in April 2016. Mirabella making her voice heard, unhappy with the publication and editor Libby Price, after the paper published an article that stated she allegedly pushed current Indi MP Cathy McGowan out of a photo opportunity in a bid to gain political benefit. The $907,000 upgrade to Finley's emergency department is now underway, with the first sword turned this week. Aubrey's Joss Group working to upgrade and streamline the workspaces for local doctors, nurses and paramedics. National's MP Austin Evans says the project will realign the ambulance entry and the ED to be closer to the acute ward.
They're expected to complete the works this year, so we'll work towards that, and I expect that by the end of the year we should have a new emergency department here ready to open.
Residents, irrigators and business owners in and around Shepparton are invited to a community consultation session on the Murray-Darling Basin Plan on the 3rd of May. The Royal Commission will be in town to discuss issues that arise from a recently released Terms and Reference and Issues paper. The Commission will visit key sites across the region during the visit and is still receiving written submissions from the public until the 30th of April. The Tokemoor Library is said to be a former shadow of itself. The facility is set to receive $200,000 worth of upgrades. The money coming in thanks to the New South Wales Government's Public Library Infrastructure Grant Program, helping to provide a new multi-purpose meeting and technology room. A space for exhibitions and quiet reading area also on the bill, able to improve the services that the Berrigan Shire Council can provide to its community. And briefly, three more shows still on offer for Dookie the Musical, the performance exploring the effects of war on soldiers whilst paying tribute to those on the town's World War I honour roll.